he's gonna call me and he's gonna tell me to do that. Otherwise, I don't want to bother him. Maybe he's sleeping, maybe. You never know.
Хават, где помещение? Шходеш хадра, мабин бисимха. Of course, starts with Purim and inches to Pesach. As Rashi, to be happy is not because just Purim, because Purim and Pesach. Of course, the miracle of Purim is a very big miracle. Come to Gemara and tells us, you should know, Mashiach will come, Rabbi Aminu, Amen.
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 All the Chagim are going to be cancelled besides Purim. In one version, Chanukah as well. Maybe Yom Kippur. But definitely, not Pesach, not Shavuot, not Sukkot, not Rosh Hashanah. And of course, Pesach was the biggest miracle ever that happened to us. Purim, if you think about it, was just a guy, we call it America, Mishuginer. Haman wanted to kill us. Look at that.
Pesach.
It was somebody wanted to kill us. They were saying, Hagadah Shel Pesach V'Ish Amda. Behold over door. Every generation, somebody wants to do something bad for us. It was not the first one, it was not the last one. So, whatever it was, Hashem canceled the Gezerah. But nothing like the Egyptians trying to kill all of us, and we were slaves, and we ran away, and the Yamsuf was split for us. The biggest miracle. Nevertheless, this is going to be cancelled. And Purim is going to stay forever. Just because somebody wanted to do something else, nothing happened. Somebody did want it. One of the Hitlers. Nevertheless, the biggest holiday. According to another Chacham, Ravid, and it said, Mashiach will come, we mean no Tanakh, not called America, no Bible. The whole Bible will be cancelled. Besides Megillat Esther. You can have it home, Megillat Esther. No more Tanakh. What's so important, Megillat Esther? Megillat Esther was written by Ruach HaKodesh, not even Nevuah, not even prophecy, even though Mordechai Nitzan was Nevi'im. But you can't compare it to Shmuel, Melachim, Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Tre Yashar, all the other books. Everything will be cancelled. Besides Megillat Esther. What do you have in Megillat Esther? A story, somebody tried to kill us and nothing happened. And they hung him. They hung him. And the decree was cancelled. So it's such a happy thing. Not only that, Chatam Sofer writes in one of his books that when you read Megillat Esther on Purim, you absorb a certain light. It comes out from the Megillah on Purim. He says that light is much bigger than the light that you come to Beit HaKnesset every Shabbat, and you hear the Torah in Beit HaKnesset. So how can it be such a thing? What does it mean exactly? The light of Megillat Esther is greater than the light of Torah? Impossible. Actually, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, excuse me, and after Hashem said 10 commandments. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, excuse me, stand over here. ואתה פה עמוד עמדי, and Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the blueprint of Bet HaMikdash and Megillat Esther. It's a Gemara. So Megillat Esther was written already by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave it to Moshe, and Moshe gave it to Yeshua, Yeshua the Skini. Actually, they said, Mordechai knew. Excuse me. Mordechai knew the story. The question if it's going to happen, because sometimes, for example, Hashem said he wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. Since Chizkiyahu did not sing when he saw the millions of soldiers dead in front of Yerushalayim, Hashem changed his mind. But sometimes Hashem changes his mind. It's true, Bilam said, Ishvi Nachem, but the Torah tells us certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. Happened a lot with Philodot Tzadikim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. Tzadik goes there, Tzadik Baruch Hu Mekayem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes listens to Tzadikim. Chatam Sofer himself says that his son, the Chatam Sofer, was born. He was 2 years old. He almost died. Then Chatam Sofer cried and cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He filled up a glass with tears. And after that he said, I was able to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give 50 years to my son, and he died 50 years later. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes so-called his decisions sometimes. But Mordechai had said nothing to anybody. He had the Megillah in his pocket. So the question again, so why did Hashem give Megillah to them? Obviously, you see, the Megillah has a special energy inside. If Hashem gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. But what is it in Megillah? Don't see nothing. Was it Gezerah? Okay. Gezerah was canceled. No. The biggest miracle. The biggest. Megillah ends. The poem will stay forever. Forever. So we thought that Mashiach will come. Ma'a said, no, after Mashiach will come. That's the power of poem. Come Chachamim and tell us the following. This is Parashat Ruma. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to make a Mishkan. And the Mishkan, they are really mainly, let me say, four things, four vessels. The first one is the Ark, the Aron. And Hashem is going to tell Moshe to put the tablets inside. And then Hashem is going to tell Moshe to make a table. And then it's going to be a menorah. And there's going to be an altar, a golden altar. There's going to be another altar outside, but then inside the Beit HaMikdash are going to be those four items. And that, not only Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to do it, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to show it to you upstairs. Kasher ani mari olcha, I'm going to show you upstairs. And you're going to come down. You make exactly the way it's upstairs. Because upstairs is a spiritual thing. But the Gemara says there's Beit HaMikdash upstairs. There's Yerushalayim upstairs. And there are vessels that are there, over there. And the Kohen HaGadol is Michael, Sar Israel. He sacrifices over there on the altar. Another altar. So Hashem HaMashiach, when you do this, I says, what is it all? He said, of course, an explanation. The ark is there. The hot inside, very holy. The table is for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the bread, the spices, the altar with the spices for Yom Kippur, and for other very few occasions that the person is to bring a sacrifice. So the Gemara says, the Torah says, the Mishnah explains it, that Hashem says in the Torah that you have to make a crown. It means when you make the echal, on the top of the echal, you make a crown. As well on the table, as well on the altar, not on the menorah. You know, a regular menorah, it's with the specification that Hashem gave to Moshe, and that's how you make it. But the other items, the other three items, you have to make a crown. Comes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, and says, you should know, there are three crowns. of course, refers to those three vessels. One is called Keter Kehuna, a crown for Kehuna, and this is on the altar. The Kohanim, Yom Kippur, the Kohen Agadol, has to make the spices. It's the most called Mizbeach HaKtoret, the altar of the Ktoret was made from wood, covered with gold, pure gold. It's called Keter Kehuna. The second one is called Keter Malchut, kingdom. It refers to the table. Because the table, the food, on the bread that they put on the table, it's called a Shulchan Melachim, a table of kings. And the third one is called Keter Torah. This is the Echal, the ark that Moshe made, and to make a crown. And the Gemara says, Keter Kehuna is Aharon uBanav, says the Mishnah. Keter Kehuna is for Aharon and his children. And Keter Malchut is for David. And Keter Torah is whoever studies Torah, is Keter Torah. That's a simple explanation. And that's what Hashem said. Hashem told Moshe, listen, you're going to build a Mishkan for me and make sure those vessels I'm telling you to make should match the ones that I show you upstairs. And the question is, what does it have to match exactly? What does it mean to match exactly? This specification, I know. It says, the measurement of the ark, I know. The measurement of the table, I know. The measurement of the altar, I know. What you have to see exactly what's going on. And what is the purpose of the crown? What does the crown do? What does the crown do? I know. Okay, so, you want me to make an ark, make a table, I'll make it. Why do I have to make a crown of it? What does it mean, a crown? What's the purpose of the crown? Chaim says the following. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, the Gemara says that Hashem created a few things. The Torah, Hashem created before, Teshuvah, the concept of Teshuvah, and Bet HaMikdash upstairs. Even before Hashem decided to create over here, Hashem decided to create upstairs a spiritual Bet HaMikdash with all the vessels. I said, what was the purpose? For what Hashem did to do? Let's read Parasha. We read after the Ten Commandments, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to send an angel to bring you to the place I prepared for you. Says the Gemara, why does Hashem say the place I prepare? What prepare? Must tell you that the place Beit HaMikdash is going to be in Yerushalayim on Har HaBayit is across Beit HaMikdash upstairs. It means like this, when the Kohanim and the people used to come to Beit HaMikdash downstairs has some kind of a connection and effect of Beit HaMikdash upstairs. So therefore, before creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already made upstairs something that is going to be connected to downstairs. It means the energy of Beit HaMikdash downstairs so starts what's called Itrauta Deleena. Itrauta Deleena. Itrauta Deleena. It means, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make something upstairs, and the energy comes from upstairs to downstairs. And as Hashem made the Beit HaMikdash upstairs, and He made those three vessels. I says, what does those three? What does this mean? So Chaim tells us that a person in his head has three brains. He calls it Moach, but it's not called Mochin. He has three brains in the back of the back and the front of the head. Three. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with His kindness and generosity, He wants to give us certain things. And He made so-called avenues from upstairs. And the avenues from upstairs bring us what Hashem wants to give us as a correction to the things that have upstairs. And upstairs, those places is called crown. That's what He said in Tfilat Musaf, Keter itnu lecha. And it says, Keter itnu lecha. What's Keter itnu lecha? It means There are crowns upstairs. It means it's the highest thing upstairs. It's called a crown. So this one reveals himself in certain ideas, if you may say, certain methods. But the highest is called crown. From that crown, it means Hashem created from each crown upstairs that gives the energy downstairs, Hashem gave a title and said, one crown is an ark, one is a table, one is an altar. It's for you people to get it downstairs, the energy Hashem wants to give you. For example, the parnas half a person comes from the table. Zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. The table gives the person parnasa. And it says, how does the table give the parnasa? Because the table downstairs is connected to upstairs. The chokhmah, the wisdom, chokhmah to Torah, and the idea of staying alive, let's call the Torah, is the upstairs an avenue, and that avenue is connected to the crown. It's called Keter Torah. This is the ark in downstairs, and upstairs, so-called, it's a spiritual ark. And then this one is called Keter Malchut. Keter Malchut is a table. One is called Keter Kehuna. It means that you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you are the messengers of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara has two opinions. If the Kohen is the messenger of a person to Hashem, or Hashem appointed the Kohen to be a messenger from him, that he should do something for you. So that's how the energy is upstairs, and that's our life is connected to those three vessels. And come to Gemara and explain to us the secret of it. As is when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to do those things, this is something that the Gemara says, one opinion, maybe more than one opinion, is only after we did the golden calf. Before the golden calf, we did not need to have a Mishkan, we didn't need a vessel. But Hashem, the Gemara says, does certain things because Hashem knows what's going to happen on the future tense. And Hashem says, well, I'm going to make it. And again, in case Am Yisrael will not behave and they do the golden calf, so to relocate and to restore and to reconnect, Hashem is going to tell us, look, you're going to make a Mishkan. And the Mishkan downstairs, you have to make certain vessels. And those vessels are going to be connected upstairs. Because without this, you don't have anything. No parnasa, and Hashem doesn't talk to you, and you don't have chokhmah, the chokhmah of the Jew. And I says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with His mercy, tells to make a Mishkan. So what really happened? Happened when we did the golden calf. When we did the golden calf, we disconnected ourselves from those three brains, three mochin, from those three things upstairs. By saying, listen, this is the calf that took us out of Egypt. You rebelled against the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, you disconnected yourself from upstairs, from the table upstairs. I mean, it's not parnasa. When you bow down to it, you cannot be any more Kohen. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at the time, the Bechorot cannot be Kohanim anymore. And then you sacrifice to it, and you did all the other things, it means you finished. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset, and he wanted to kill all of Israel with the golden calf. What's the problem? If you think about it, it's nothing. It's a joke. Somebody takes a statue out of his pocket, he says, you're my God. You laugh at him. Hashem laughs at people. Even though the Gemara says that Avodah Zarah had a tremendous power those days. It wasn't a joke. Avodah Zarah was not a joke. It's just a dead item. Avodah Zarah had power. It actually, when we said that seven Nishma, we took away the power of Avodah Zarah. When we did the golden calf, Avodah Zarah got back the power. But this is just on the surface story. That's the story. Come on, that's the following. Look. Megillat Esther, the story of Megillat Esther was After Am Yisrael participated in the party of Achashverosh, the Satan came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told him, look, they went to the party. 18,500 Jewish people went to the party. And he told the HaKadosh Baruch Hu what they did in the party. And Hashem said, give me please an parchment. I'm going to write on the parchment that I don't want to deal with the Jews anymore. And I sign it, and you go and you take your people, and you come with a decree. That's actually the secret of Haman. It's not Haman. Haman is a toy. The Gemara says, the Navi says, Lev melachim v'sarim b'yad Hashem. People say, this minister, this prime minister. The Gemara says, Rav Shlomo HaMelech says, after you become a prime minister, you don't have any more free decision. You are remote. You become a minister in the government, and come with all kinds of nonsense. You should know this guy is being remote. Time. A person, you know, promises a lot of things. They say politicians promise things before the election. After the election, he's not doing it. He said, I'm not going to make the government with these Arabs. All of a sudden, with the Arabs. What happened? Didn't you say it? It's a wishy-washy man. And it happened all the time. People said, that's politics. No. A mistake. Shlomo HaMelech says, the Gemara says, until you get to the office, you have a free will. You do what you want. Then, you get connected. The question is, who are you getting connected to? Connected to Hashem? Connected to the Satan? In the beginning, Haman came. Not Haman. Satan went inside Haman's head. Why did he go to his head? Because actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already agreed in Shemaim. Hashem already agreed in Shemaim to the Satan. And he told the Satan, you're right, they went to the party. And then, if they went to the party, they deserve a punishment. Then, get rid of the Jews. So Haman is just a toy. It's a toy. The secret of Megillah is not Haman. It's not Hitler. Hitler was put in his head. It's a Gemara Meira. It's not a Kabbalah. It's a Gemara, says it. The Gemara says in Masechet Mila, the Romans used to make decrees all the time. And then the Romans, the Satan. One day they came with a big decree, and Chachamim went on the sheep to Rome from Israel. The Gemara, Mila, Masechet Mila. And they meet a shed, a Duman on the way. And he says, okay, you know what? My name is Ben Tamalion. I didn't take vaccine. I'm a friend of yours. I'm going now to Rome. I'm going now to Rome before you come. And I'm telling you what's going on in Rome. You're going to go to Rome, and they're going to tell you, by the time the ship will arrive at Rome, in a few days, you're going to come and say, I want to see the Caesar. And I say, you can't see them. His daughter became crazy. You know why she has become crazy? Because I'm going to penetrate inside her head, and I'm going to make her stupid. And she's going to start saying things, irrational things, and you're going to come to the palace, and they're going to tell you, you can't see the king, the Caesar. And you're going to say, what happened? And they're going to tell you, the daughter became not normal, something happened to her. And you're going to say, you can hear her. And you're going to come inside, and I'm going to fly out of her head. And then, as a pishish, the Caesar will cancel the Gzorot. Think about it. So Shlomo HaMelech says it. He said, this minister, he comes with a new decree every day. It's not him. He's tied up. And says, Haman came, it's because Hashem already agreed about it. And not because Haman came, and you can have a miracle for him. Because actually in Shamayim, before Haman came, the Satan already came to Hashem. That's the secret of the Megillah. Haman came. So now Haman wants to kill the Jews. So what happened? Satan is very happy. He went and he told his army, get ready. We're going into the Goyim's head. And we tell him, jihad, kill the Jewish people. This is the Megillah. This is the secret of the Megillah. And not just people go, you think you know the Nazis. It's impossible to think like this. It's impossible to think that all of a sudden you go to Germany, the people are very nice in Germany. Very polite. It's impossible. They became animals. You hear the stories of what happened in the Holocaust. It's not human beings. It's impossible. It's not even 500 years ago people didn't do such things. Because Satan goes in somebody's head and tells him what to do. So the Gemara says, okay, Haman came. So before when the decree came down here, Eliyahu Navi heard it upstairs and he went to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Matan Machpelah. Because when he heard about what's going on, Mara says, excuse me, Matan Machpelah Yaakov said, no, what happened? So Tan said, you know what? Eliyahu Navi said, you know what? I'm sorry, went to the party. And the Satan came to Hashem and told Hashem what happened. And Hashem got furious. And Hashem said to Satan, bring me the parchment. Hashem wrote on the Satan, on the parchment, you have a right to kill all of Israel. So the Gemara said, Amitzak and Yaakov said, what are we going to do? Is that to do? What do you mean to do? Why don't you pray to Hashem? Says the Gemara, and then Aviv went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Went to Moshe Rabbeinu, told him, you heard, you this trusted shepherd, Raya Mehemna, you know what happened. He said, what happened? He told Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked the young Navi, how did Hashem sign this parchment? With blood or with clay? He said, with clay. He said, with clay? Okay, we still pray. Because he prayed. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Eliyahu Navi, okay, I'll pray over here. Anybody downstairs can pray? And Navi said, yes, only one guy, Mordechai. Mordechai. And Neviim, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. What do you mean Mordechai can pray? Anybody can pray. He said, you know, on WhatsApp. Hundreds of thousands of people say Tehillim right away. So what do you mean only Mordechai can pray? Only Mordechai can pray. So Moshe told Eliyahu, go tell Mordechai to stop praying. And Eliyahu and Mordechai get a message from Eliyahu about this decree. Before it came outside, already Mordechai had that Hashem as, huh? And Megillah says, Mordechai knew? I said, well, how does he know? He saw and notices outside? No. Ba'al HaChalom, Eliyahu came to him and said, Moshe, this is the decree. To start praying. I said, why? I went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, he's going to pray upstairs, you pray downstairs. Only Mordechai, what's going on? What happened? And the question is, why Hashem is so furious about the party? Big deal, okay, it's going to happen. No? People did sins, okay. They came over there, they drank over there, they did some bad things, okay. But he said, no, I'm talking Yaakov, what happened? Because of the party. Actually, the Gemara is not satisfied with it so much. But the Gemara says, no, it's not just the party, something else happened. Another place, the Gemara says, no, it's just Eliyahu Navi told Amitzak Yaakov, just party, nothing else. So what's so bad about the party? What Hashem was so furious, Hashem agreed with it. So Chachamim tell us the following. What happened in the party is that Am Yisrael, so-called, denied the three brains that we are connected to the crown of Hashem. What happened is the same thing happened in the golden calf. And then Hashem, Moshe prayed to Hashem, and Hashem said, okay, I'm not going to do it. But Hashem never forgave us of this. Because we just disconnected ourselves from the three crowns upstairs, from the three so-called big angels upstairs at the crown of Hashem. Here comes the Megillah and said, look what happened in the party. The Megillah will start to describe the party. What happened in the party? What happened? How nice it was. So the Gemara says, some things happened. And it says, first of all, Ahasuerus and his wife, Mashima Vashti, wore Kohen HaGadol's clothing at the party. So Am Yisrael entered the party. You see Ahasuerus dressed like a Kohen HaGadol, and his wife dressed like a Kohen HaGadol. Then, the Gemara says, Ahasuerus put on the table vessels from Bet HaMikdash. The Chelim make Chelim Shon. Okay, and then they drank over there. And they did other bad things. So, Chami, you know what happened? It's not the party. It's not the party. You walk to a party, and you see vessels of Bet HaMikdash, and you see Hashimah's dressed up there. What it means is that, and you stay at the party, and they were dancing over there, and did other bad things, you know what it means. It means you are not in Bet HaMikdash anymore. So that crown upstairs, the three crowns upstairs, one is called Torah, no Torah view. So what did they do? The Gemara says, outside of the party, Mordechai stood by and begged all of them, said, don't come inside. Mordechai was the chief rabbi of the Shoni Tzion in Iran at the time, and he begged everybody, don't go inside. I'm telling you, don't go inside. Nobody listens. The Gemara says, if you don't listen to the Shoni Tzion, don't listen to the Bedin, you have not a connection to the Torah. No connection to upstairs crown, what's called Keter Torah. By sitting down over there at the table, and you see things from Bet HaMikdash on the table, and you see this guy wears the Kohen HaGadol things, it means no Kohen, it means no Keter Kohuna, another Kohen, another Mochin, you lost. By doing other bad things over there, you lost Malchut. You lost the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you back to the Golden Calf. What is really the state of the Golden Calf? Why over there Hashem is so upset? So Gemara says, Chami tell us, when Hashem told Avram Avinu, go take Yitzchak. But like Yitzchak, Avram asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Kohen? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Ata Kohen Leolam, you're the Kohen. It means the connection that we have as a Jewish nation to upstairs Bet HaMikdash, to upstairs the three crowns, is Keter Kuna Bishut Avraham Avinu. Keter Malchut, the Parnasa, Bishut Yitzchak Avinu. Sheneemar, the Torah tells us, Ba'izra, Yitzchak, Ba'aretz, Ha'i, Ba'mitzam, Shnei Me'ah, Sha'arim, Ha'vachehu Hashem. The Bracha from Hashem, for Parnasa, Bishut Yitzchak Avinu. The crown of Torah, of course, it's Yaakov Avinu. Yishtam Yeshev Ohani. It's called Chamim said it's called Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. In Shemona Esrei, one of the Kavanot is you want to connect yourself to the three brains upstairs, three Mochin, the three crowns. You say Elokei Avraham is the crown of the Kohuna. Elokei Yitzchak is the crown of Malchut. Elokei Yaakov is the crown of Torah. He says, I want to connect because that's why Hashem made first a spiritual Bet HaMikdash upstairs to show us, to tell us how kind the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how generous he is, that he's going to create the world. He says, you get from those things, if you've not done the Golden Calf, you get it straight to your brain. It's called the Shachanti V'Toham. It means you get to your brain a connection, you get a light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, oh, I got it. So how do you get it? From where? From where do you get it? From Hashem, no. Of course, from Hashem, everything is Hashem. From those three channels upstairs, from those three crowns, you get it. And that, Chachamim say, when Eliyahu HaNavi came and told Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, he had a party, all three said, nothing to do. What do you mean nothing to do? What do you mean nothing to do? Pray. No, you don't understand. To go to the party is like you punched Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Like you punch the connection. It's nothing to do. It's not a sin. It depends on the sin. That thing that you went to the party, the Gemara says, made us so upset. Why? Because so-called we disconnected ourselves from the three chains upstairs, from the three crowns upstairs. Let's just say the three crowns, so what's the purpose of being here? I created you to be connected. You so-called you disconnect yourself. It isn't like you slaughter yourself. Like you cut the pipe. Rahim said that a person has to know in his lifetime, Yaakov Heaven Nachlato, when we said Naseh Nishma, what Hashem did, Hashem pulled from our nose like invisible lines, and we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew is the connection. We have a special connection with the wireless wire that gets connected to those three channels upstairs. And what happened? The golden calf, we just cut it. The wife said, we don't want it. See, this is our God. She said, oh, this is your God? It's not because Hashem got insulted. Because he told Hashem, we don't need you. We don't need you. We don't need you. We have this God. Say, we have this island. We have this statue. So we don't need anything to be connected to the channels. We don't need crowns. Don't need anything. After Moshe went and prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, you know what? I tell you what. You make a Mishkan. In the Mishkan, you make the same thing that I showed you upstairs, exactly the same thing. You saw something upstairs, remember? Because why has to be the same? Because like this, you are connected to the same thing again. To reconnect ourselves. But the connection was not solid connection, because we never threw the Avodah Zarah away. Here came the time of Moim, and the same thing happened again. I said, what happened? I said, Am Yisrael did not deliver to the party. It's similar. And they ignited back the golden calf mistake. It means we don't want those channels. Mordechai warned you. He didn't listen to him. Let's talk about who's so upset. And so he came Haman to the picture. What? This is really the story of the Megillah. Continue to give Haman, tell us, look. Since the Mishnah, there are three crowns. Keter Kehuna, the crown of Kohen, Keter Malchut, the crown of kingdom is the table, Keter Torah is our. Number four, Keter Shem Tov Ole Agabeh. It's another fourth crown. Better than this. What does it say? The Gemara says, the worst in the world is called Chilul Hashem. It's Chilul Hashem. Rambam writes in his commentary, it's not to do with outside. Even in your house, in your basement, you can do Chilul Hashem. And there's no kapara for this. Only death is kapara, says the Gemara. But Rav Chida and other Chachamim say, no, but you know, the purpose of this in this world is you do Kiddush Hashem. This is really the Kaddish. To drive it Kaddash, Merabah, the power of the Kaddish that we say, the Ilu Yishmad, we just say, is because we say, like Abu Hasid, I want you to have Kiddush Hashem. The Kiddush Hashem goes to the guy that is in Gan Eden or is before the entrance to Gan Eden and elevates him because I say Kaddish for him and I say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do Kiddush Hashem for the Zechut, for the merit of that person that helps the person. And of course, the person that says Kiddush Hashem, he has to be up to it. He cannot do what he wants. He says, I want Kiddush Hashem. You yourself, Mr. Chilul Hashem, what do you mean you want Kiddush Hashem? If you don't behave, that's not say Kaddish. Because say Kaddish is just the opposite. You shoot yourself. He said, I want Kiddush Hashem. He said, you want Kiddush Hashem? Look at you. You Mr. Kiddush Hashem. You Mr. Chilul Hashem. But that's the power of Kiddush Hashem. And that's the Mishnah said, Keter Shem Tov, since the person has a good name, Oleh Al Gabeh. What did he mean? If the three channels are very important with crowns, well, forget about it. There's something higher than this. What is this higher than this? This is the Menorah Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara said, Menorah Beit HaMikdash was Kiddush Hashem. People used to come every day. Kohanim, people outside, you see, used to take the menorah and show them the menorah. The people came, look, you see the menorah. Everyone has to see. You see, it's called Ner Ma'aravi. The Western candle was on all the time. All the time. La Rosh Shi'ir Shechina Beisrael, says the Gemara. It's called Kiddush Hashem. Kadesh Mo Barabim. Kiddush Hashem. That's the biggest. Says the Torah, look, so before we came out of Egypt, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Torah says, "Gam ha'ish Moshe gadol mod, b'nei avdei faro, b'nei faro b'nei avdav." What the Torah wants to tell you? The Gemara says, "I tell you what I want. I tell you what it is." Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "You go to Egypt, and you go take Aaron and take the zekenim, and you go to Paro." So the Gemara says, Moshe walked to the palace of Paro, and he gets to the entrance. He looks back. The people are not there. Chickens. They ran away. And it says, Moshe Rabbeinu is Mr. Kiddush Hashem. It's Keter Shem Tov. The Torah describes Moshe before he died. The biggest. The same exact sentence the Megillah writes about Mordechai. Gadol Mordechai. נפל פחד מודחי עליהם. מודחי זה מיסטר קידוש השם. It doesn't bother to Haman. And that's why he tells them Israel don't do it. So Mordechai is very similar. He says he's the Gilgul of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara gives both in the same title. One is called Gula, one is called Goel. And he says, you're the Redeemer. So now you're Mashiach because you Mr. Kiddush Hashem. You're not a chicken. He says, Mordechai, I'm Israel. The Gemara says, I'm Israel. Came to Mordechai. He says, why did you do it? Why did you start with Haman? Hide. Hide. You have to sit over there when Haman comes. The whole thing that we read the Megillah, it says, it's Mordechai's fault. You don't have to see. Haman is coming. Disappear. He comes back. He goes. Come back to your seat. Mordechai is Shebe Shamer. Why Shebe Shamer? Haman is coming. And people tell Mordechai, go away. He said, Mordechai, no, no, no. I'm sitting here. This guy has Avodah Zarah on his chest. And he is this is an anti-Semite. Go away. The Gemara says, look, the whole power of Mordechai, he's doing Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, the Megillah will describe him exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. Exactly. What is this? It's called Keter Shem Tov. It means like this. It's true. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, but it's something else. It's the secret of Shmoneh Esrei, you should know. We say, Elokei Avraham, this is Keter Kehuna. Avraham is a Kohen. The first Kohen is a Jew. Elokei Yitzchak is Keter Malchut, the table. Elokei Yaakov is Keter Torah. Then you say Kel Elyon. What do you say Kel Elyon now? How Kel Elyon comes after Elokei Avraham Keter Yitzchak? What's the Kavana? The Zohar says Kel Elyon, this is the highest crown. It first is on the top. This is a major crown. And under the crown, we have three crowns. That's what we call three mochin. And from there, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the pipe. But the center, and the main brain, so-called it's upstairs of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's called, says the Zohar, it's called Kel Elyon. That's what you say in Shmoneh Esrei. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, you say Kel Elyon. What do you say Kel Elyon? No. In case Chas Shalom, I'm not connected to the channels via Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Kel Elyon, I do Kiddush Hashem. You do Kiddush Hashem. That is, reconnect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a special wire, so-called skipping the channels of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So that's exactly what happened in Purim. And Purim is not the miracle of this Haman. It's nonsense. That's not the miracle. The miracle was that we disconnected ourselves like the golden calf from the three crowns. And then Satan already had the idea in his head. Here comes Mordechai, says, let me tell you something. I'll do something. Your mom says, first Mordechai collected 22,000 children and taught them Torah. So to try to reconnect Am Israel to the chance. He himself is connected to Kel Elyon like Moshe Rabbeinu. But to reconnect Am Israel. So he gathered 22,000 children, teaches them Torah, to connect yourself to Yaakov Avinu, to the channel, to the ark, to the crown of their heart. Then what he taught them, he told them about the Hamikdash. He told them about the Hamikdash. This Bet HaMikdash is Malchut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, Haman came to take Mordechai, put him on a horse. Haman asked Mordechai, what are you doing now? Mordechai said, I'm teaching Torah. He said, no, what are you teaching? So Mordechai told him, I teach you about Omer. This was the second day of Pesach. When Haman arrived, someone said, you teach Omer? Uh-huh. Therefore, I understand now why I'm here. I'm here to put you on a horse. You're going to be on horse. Why are you going to be on the horse? Because you're connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you reconnect Am Israel to the channels. And that really what? The whole secret of Purim. It's not a miracle. It's the miracle that we were able to reconnect ourselves to the channels, even though that Hashem gave up on us, and Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov gave up on us and said, forget about it. They don't want the channels. So Mordechai was able to bring us back to the channels via that Mordechai has a connection to Kel Elyon. All the way it's called Keter Shem Tov. And let's Chacham, you say, all the Moadim will be cancelled. Yeah, you don't need it. But you need Kel Elyon. Purim is Kel Elyon. That's what Chatam Sefer said. In Megillat Esther, the light of Megillat Esther is greater than the light of Torah. How can you see such a thing? Chatam Sefer says it. And that's a secret, because the light of Megillah means it shoots you straight to Kel Elyon, all the way up. As the Gemara says, that Megillat Esther will stay forever. You need no Yeshayahu, no Yirmiyahu, no Yecheskel, no Reasa, no Mishlei, no Tehillim. Forget about it. You didn't say Tehillim. Nothing. Megillat Esther. Hashem gave Megillat Esther to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai because of that. Because Hashem comes up, oh, what happened on Har Sinai? Har Sinai, when said Naaseh v'Nishma, we connected ourselves to those three channels. Come, I want to show you something. This apartment is Megillat Esther. As that Mamad Har Sinai is going to come back. What do you mean come back? And it says, Am Yisrael, one day going to be in the same situation, they're going to get back to that moment. On Purim, you can get back to the moment. That's the Gemara says. At Purim, you reach at a level that you cannot reach. Why? Because the same miracle happened then, that we were able to reconnect ourselves. This month, Mishachas Adam Arbim Besimcha, Purim Pesach, says Rashi. What do you mean? I said, they have now time for redemption. On Pesach, you have now till Pesach, 2.5 months. Lippe, otherwise a month and a half. I said, what is this? To reach that level, to reconnect. The redemption of Am Yisrael is by reconnecting ourselves to the three channels and to Kelerion Moab Amen. Amen. Je n'en ai pas d'un.